How would the people to which you give gifts rate your gift-giving abilities? Would they say, "He is so thoughtful and knows me so well"? Or is it more like, "He's really interesting in the gifts that he gives"? You know, there have been one or two times when I knocked it out of the park with me giving a gift to my wife, and then there are times when I can see the absolute confused look on her face whenever she opens up a gift. But no matter if you're a great gift giver or an interesting gift giver, usually with gifts, we want to give a gift that will make the life of the receiver better in some way. Or we want to get them a better something of what they already have. A new watch with better features, a better this, a better that, socks with no holes in them, a better scope for their rifle, on and on and on. Well, what we've been studying in 1 Samuel is that in the Israelites' quest for someone to lead them as a king, God is able and willing to provide them with something better. Something better than what they had chosen for themselves. But for us as a reader is that we have been getting a behind-the-scenes view of some things that were taking place. And we have been given this view so that we would see that God, by His divine providence, provides Israel a better king. We see that God gives better gifts. God is the best gift giver of all time. And He has done the same thing in our time. We need a better king than we can provide. We need a better king than ourselves. We need a better king than fame or popularity or money or power. And God gives us that king in Jesus Christ. He is the better king. As you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries in China. And also remember the Maraba LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Mozambique.